What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, there has been a major upset over in Dubai, where apparently their real estate market is in serious trouble. They built up all these wonderful cities and islands and all the rest. They can't find people to buy it. And apparently, the real estate agency, S&K Estate Agents, has had to file for bankruptcy and be liquidated. And it said simply the revenue being generated by the business drastically reduced over the first half of 2015 without enough income to cover operational costs. And so Dubai's government is now calling for bankruptcy reform. This is based on a report by the Department of Economic Development Agency, Dubai SME. So the Middle East has this image of being insanely rich, and there are a lot of insanely rich people over there, just like there are insanely rich people here in the United States. But the national economy is in trouble. And again, during that harebrained attempt at an oil price war with Russia, it caused a lot of damage to other oil-producing nations, including some that are supposed to be friends of the United States. Saudi Arabia was forced to issue government bonds for the first time in modern history. And so they all took a hit in this rush to get the Russians, as it were, here. Article coming out of The Guardian is saying the Dubai bankruptcy is a taste of things to come. And even though it didn't get a lot of coverage, it did rattle world markets. Now, here's an article out of Zero Hedge, how the Federal Reserve destroyed the functioning American democracy and bankrupted the nation. And it goes back to cover some things that we've talked about before. This nation was not set up with private central banking because we had just fought a revolution to free ourselves from the predations of a private central bank, the Bank of England. What prompted the American Revolution was King George's Currency Act, where the colonies were ordered to stop using their own domestically produced currency and conduct all business and pay all bills using banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. And it drove the young colonies down into poverty and starvation, the same level that you were seeing in England of the same day, which you can read about in the works of Charles Dickens. So the United States was created without a private central bank. And the Constitution explicitly said, Congress has the authority to coin the money and regulate the value thereof, because the coinage was the money, with silver, gold for the smaller coins, copper, nickel, and so forth. That was the money. And then in 1913, the Federal Reserve System was created by congressional vote, which was unconstitutional because the Constitution does not allow the government to delegate the creation of the public currency to a privately owned bank. And following that, from 1913 to 1971, an increase of $400 billion in federal debt cost $35 billion in additional annual interest payments. From 1971 to 1981, an increase of $600 billion in federal debt cost $108 billion in additional annual interest payments. From 1981 to 1997, an increase of $4.4 trillion in federal debt cost $224 billion in additional annual interest payments. From 1997 to 2017, an increase of $15.2 trillion in federal debt cost $132 billion in additional annual interest payments. Now, here's something for all of you to consider. If we still had the original honest money system, then all the taxes collected to pay the federal debt since Vietnam would have erased the debt completely, because it would have been paying down the principal rather than making the bankers rich. Private central banking is at the root of all the suffering we're seeing in the United States of America, all across Europe, all across the globe. Because it's not a system of banking, it's a system of enslavement. It does not serve the nation, it does not serve the people, it serves itself. The owners of these private central banks have all but conquered the world with ink and paper and numbers in computers. That's all it took. Along with the schools brainwashing us all into thinking this is the way it's supposed to be. I remember when I was in elementary school seeing a little movie about the wonderful Federal Reserve and how great it was and how, you know, it was there to just make sure our economy was functioning smoothly. And, of course, it doesn't function smoothly. Boom, bust, boom, bust, boom, bust. Recession, inflation, recession, inflation, recession, inflation. It's a giant heartbeat that pumps the real wealth of the nation and its people into the pockets of the bankers. And they are so close to getting rid of those last few nations that refused private central banks. They're drooling over an entire world enslaved to private central banking. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about the economy. Story coming out of womensystems.com. The world's richest 1% have as much wealth as the bottom half of the human population. That is the scale of the wealth inequality. Now, I am not a socialist or a communist because I think mandating equal wealth for everybody destroys incentive. There should be incentive. For people who want to work hard, there should be advancement. But there has to be a balancing. There has to be a recycling of accumulated wealth back down to the bottom of the economic pyramid as decent wages and salaries so it can be spent back in to keep the system going. Under fascism, which is what our nation has sunk into, that recycling mechanism is gone. Take a look at the new Republican tax plan. More tax cuts for corporations, tax cuts for the wealthy individuals, and now they're hemming and hawing and saying, well, you know, we shouldn't have told you the middle class wasn't going to see a tax increase, but yeah, you are. And by the way, apparently the latest draft of the GOP tax plan does repeal the Obamacare mandate. Let's hope that stays on in there. Now, George Soros, one of the world's richest men, has actually joined a petition to scrap tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. He's actually opposed to the new tax plan. He thinks wealthy Americans, because they have more, should pay more. Of course, he himself prefers Ireland, where his hedge fund is located, because his hedge fund paid just $962 in taxes in 2013, according to Bloomberg. So it's always, you know, everybody should pay more taxes, except me. I shouldn't pay taxes. I'm fine. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Venezuela has officially defaulted on its debt. Russia supposedly is stepping in with an agreement to be signed tomorrow that will help ameliorate that. Meanwhile, the United States tried to call an informal meeting of the Security Council to discuss Venezuela. What are we going to do about Venezuela? They're trying to get some kind of an illusion of a UN imprimatur for a U.S. invasion of Venezuela. Because we have to rescue all of that oil from that government that would sell it for the yuan. And to their credit, four members of the United Nations Security Council boycotted that meeting, saying that the United Nations should not meddle in the domestic affairs of countries, which is absolutely true. Which gets us back to that comment by Secretary of Defense Mattis that the U.S. is in Syria with a mandate from the United Nations. No, we're not. Right now, what is going on in Syria is a domestic internal affair. Now, up in Europe, dealing with all the refugees and everything that's going on out there. Apparently, Copenhagen has just been taken over with gang wars raging between rival gangs that have come in from different parts of the world, and they're trying to control crime in the streets of Copenhagen. And it's become a problem of national importance. The death toll is rising. There are shootouts in the streets. The national government is pledging decisive steps to crack down on the gangland crime, but I don't think they're going to have any more success with it than other countries have. Gee, how wonderful this open borders thing is working out. Apparently, over in Sweden, which prides itself on being a liberal paradise on earth, migrant boys are now starting to compete with migrant girls as prostitutes. So there's the joys of liberalism for you. Equal opportunity prostitution for kids. Now, Nigel Farage has stepped on up and said it's time to call on the European Union to investigate George Soros's funding and collusion. And he's out there saying that this is where the real collusion is going on, with Soros and the globalists, not with Russia. And Farage is out there saying that when it comes to international collusion, we're looking in the wrong place. He's saying Soros influences Brussels is truly extraordinary. And he added, I fear we could be looking at the biggest level of international political collusion in history. Soros certainly has the money to do it. It's causing all kinds of problems. All right, let's take a phone call from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael. What is on my mind, I was watching a little bit of the Jeff Sessions testimony today, and they had that nitwit imbecile Alberto Gutierrez question him, and this guy doesn't even have the command of the English language, barely, and this guy is like talking, well, Hillary is guilty, and so is Trump, but we're not worried about Hillary anymore. In other words, don't worry about Hillary. Let's go focus on President Trump. This guy Gutierrez, it seems to me like he should be deported out of here because this guy's another clown like the other guy, Jorge Ramos. Jorge. I mean, these guys are double not agents, I guess, whatever. But, Michael, there's one thing I do want you to know, and maybe you can archive this. I just got, for the 2 days in a row now, I've been watching these news network called OAN, One America News. Have you been watching them ever?
I've looked at them a few times. I'm still not sure how trustworthy they are.
Well, I will say this, Michael. There is some very trustworthy because they ran a 3-minute ad today and yesterday about the immigration invasion of the United States, and they give figures, facts. They show pictures of all these dead Americans. I mean, this is the most explosive ad I've ever seen. If Trump were to run this ad 24 hours for the next 3 years, he'll win in a massive landslide. I don't care if he comes against Biden or any of these idiots. This ad that OAN is showing right now, Michael, you have to see it because it's a 3-minute ad. I almost basically timed it, a little over 3 minutes, and it's explosive like I never saw. It's actually telling you the figures, what the whole modus of operandi is of the illegal invasion of this country, why it's being perpetrated on the American public. It's amazing. And I never seen Fox. No other network will touch this ad, what OAN has been showing for the last few days. It's an amazing ad.
Could you send me the URL, and I'll take a look at it, okay?
Well, I can see, but another thing, Mike, one more thing I do want to say, I did tell you yesterday about this. It's really explosive to me. Is this guy Anthony Weiner, and they were talking about a little on a radio yesterday about the emails. After I hang up, I was listening to another radio. They're talking about the email scandal and how it's been pushed in the back burner. This guy Weiner was giving this information to somebody. Anthony Weiner's giving information out to somebody. And it's funny, they want to put Weinstein and Weiner on these sex ranches where they go on horses and stuff. What kind of weird, perverted stuff is that? They're going to put these Weiner and Weinstein on these sex ranches, and they're going to give them physical help, you know, riding on horses and all that? What is that all
well,
about?
The ranches are a hoax, and basically what it is in this country, when somebody who is an elite, rich, powerful, connected, actually finally gets caught for a crime, there are special places set aside for them to go to that are very luxurious and very comfortable. It's not really a punishment. There are even prisons set aside for the ultra rich and ultra connected that are very comfortable. They call them Club Fed. And it's a bit of a national scandal. That, you know, somebody who's a murderer who comes from the lower parts of society will go to someplace like Leavenworth, and somebody who commits a murder who's very, very rich and an heir or something, they go to one of these other places that are very, very comfortable. And it's another example of the fact that our society has become very class stratified.
Right. Michael, one more thing. You got Wasserman Schultz, you got Wiener and Weinstein. What a combo. The three W's. Wasserman Schultz, Wasserman Weiner and Weinstein. It's amazing to me. They get away with all this.
All right.
It's crazy.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and get on back here. Now, apparently, last Friday, there was a New York Times op-ed written by Rosalind Warren, who's described as a journalist who regularly covers women's rights and internet culture. And basically, in this op-ed, asked Facebook to start censoring pro-life content. because pro-life content is fake news. Anything that argues against abortion is now been declared fake news by the New York Times. And it almost seems like there's something weird going on where they're pushing abortion on American women at the same time they're flooding refugees and immigrants across our border. Somebody's trying to redesign the entire world, and I think it's George Soros. Now then, in response to the Texas shooting, and I'm sure it's going to amp up now because of the shooting at the school in California. Or it was near the school in California. Apparently, there's now seven different locations. This guy was apparently out there before it all happened, had been for days target shooting, and apparently his neighbors called the police and said, there's something wrong with this guy, and the police did nothing. And then the shooting happened. But Senator Jeff Flake, and it's a perfect last name for a member of Congress, basically came on out and said that he wanted to propose a gun control bill that would basically take guns away from anybody that had been convicted in a domestic violence episode. There's only one problem. That law already exists in the 1997 domestic violence offender gun ban. So once again, we have an example where politicians will try and sell their careers and what they're doing. We're going to pass a new law when the problem is the existing laws are not being enforced. Which means, basically, that our Congress has become pretty much impotent. All they do is pass laws and make speeches. The laws are never enforced and the problems go on. Now, getting on out to the Bundy situation. Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch, now he's running Freedom Watch, has basically come on out with an accusation that the government destroyed material evidence in the case against Clive and Bundy. And he's basically, they're filing a lawsuit against the U.S. government for basically violating the constitutional rights of Clive and Bundy and the other defendants. They were denied due process, equal protection, and other rights under the Constitution and the law in general. Key exculpatory evidence proving Clive's innocence in engaging in what the Obama Justice Department called a conspiracy to threaten federal agents was shredded. Material FBI 302 investigation reports were not disclosed. They were hidden. That violates the disclosure laws. And apparently there were three surveillance cameras showing that the Bundys surrounded government snipers positioned to possibly kill the family as they were at home. These videos of these sniper positions were kept from defense lawyers for years. In short, the Obama Justice Department, along with the corrupt FBI, run by, you guessed it, James Comey, hid and destroyed material evidence until this obstruction of justice was discovered, mostly by accident, during an evidentiary hearing in the criminal prosecution. Just the last week. But again, that's what the FBI does. They hide evidence. They throw the case in the direction the government wants. They did that back during Vince Foster. Evidence was covered up. Evidence was destroyed. Evidence was hidden. Evidence was faked. Remember the silver gun? FBI agents interviewed Foster's widow. They showed her a silver-colored gun. And she identified it as the gun Vince Foster inherited from his father. It was nickel-plated. But that wasn't the gun found with the body. But that's what the FBI turned on over, saying that Lisa Foster had identified the gun found with the body. That's what they do. They're not the swell bunch of Joes you see in films and TV shows. We'd love them to be, like the FBI we saw in Silence of the Lambs, or the Jimmy Stewart movie, The FBI Story. We'd love for them to be like that. We'd love the CIA to be like we read about in the Tom Clancy novels, but they're not. And that's the reality. Now, a little bit of good news coming on up. We got to take a break here for a commercial. When we come on back, interestingly, development in the Tsarnaev case. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Boston bombing. And apparently there is a new development because a federal appeals court has now agreed to accept new evidence for Dzhokhar Tsarnaev's innocence. Now, you remember how that all went down, where there was the Boston Marathon bombing. The Tsarnaevs were declared guilty. The older brother supposedly did the actual bombing. Dzhokhar just helped him. Then the older brother was reported as having been arrested. Then all of a sudden he was dead. Dzhokhar hit out in the boat. His throat got cut. And then when he finally went to trial, he had a defense lawyer appointed for him who simply walked on in and said, well, the guy did it. Now, what kind of a defense is that? And so a lot of people have been saying this is obviously a miscarriage of justice. And don't forget there was that ugly incident where the FBI was trying to coerce one of the friends of the Tsarnaevs to implicate them in another murder to make it seem like they were more guilty. And it wound up with the FBI shooting and killing this other potential witness. Gunshot right to the crown of the head. Oh, he attacked us. He attacked us. He was actually on crutches at the time. And I posted this article at whatreallyhappened.com, and with it I posted the graphic I made all the way back when this happened. Because had I been Dzhokhar Tsarnaev's lawyer, I could have instantly created the reasonable doubt in the minds of the jury that would have acquitted him. Because the two bombs that went off were hidden in black backpacks, one of which had an easily recognizable white square patch on it. that Sarnaevs were photographed at the scene wearing gray backpacks, which were also too small to hold a pressure cooker. There was another gentleman that was photographed wearing the black backpack with the white square patch on it, khaki pants and a black jacket, and he was photographed immediately after the explosion running from the scene without his backpack. And there was another photo showing the same individual with another group of men all dressed identically, black jackets and khaki pants. Standing alone, you wouldn't notice them. Standing together, it was obviously some kind of a uniformed unit. But right there is the reasonable doubt that suggests the Boston bombing, like so many other events we have seen recently, was a staged event to push the government's agenda. But apparently, the Federal Appeals Court has said, all right, we're going to look at this other evidence. You just go in there with those photos. That's going to be it. Unless they get another corrupt judge in there, and that seems to be the norm these days here. Now, I'm getting a little fed up over this whole thing about whether or not it's okay to be white. I mean, this really is liberalism run amok. I remember back in the 60s when they're saying it's okay to be black, it's okay to be Hispanic, take pride in what you are. And we had black pride and Hispanic pride and gay pride and feminist pride and the rest of it. But whites are not supposed to be proud. But apparently Sunday there was a New York Times op-ed that were saying, can my children be friends with white people? And the op-ed said, no, it's not okay to be white. And this came from Ikao N. Nanka, a law professor at Yeshiva University. Now, you're not going to end racism by being racist. And being racist in reverse does not correct old ills. It simply creates new ills. And it keeps the hate and the violence going. And it's time to bring it to a stop. But again, this all appears to be an attempt to keep the race issue going for political expediency in next year's midterm elections, and if Hillary does try and run again in 2020. Now, there is a little bit of a pushback. We're starting to see flyers posted at UC Davis and other campuses saying it is okay to be white. And of course it's okay to be white. Whether or not you are okay or not is based on what you do, not what color you are. Remember, Martin Luther King said, judge by the character, not by the color of the skin. And here we have all these people who basically benefited from Martin Luther King's activism turning around and doing exactly what he said not to do. They're judging white people by the color of their skin. Joe Biden, apparently before he decided to throw his hat in the ring for 2020, came on out once and said, whites will be a minority in the U.S. by 2017, and that's a good thing. Now, when we get on back, Biden's under fire for something else he said. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And once again, the address, if you want to support Republic Broadcasting, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you want to phone in some kind of a donation, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And, of course, donations directly to What Really Happened, to the What Really Happened website, are always needed, welcomed, and greatly appreciated. Let's take a phone call before we get back to the news here. Daniel in Canada, I understand you've been waiting for a while. Thank you for your patience. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to recap with your listeners, if they remember... The other week, there was some evidence discovered at Osama bin Laden's compound on his hard drive specifically that was that linked Al Qaeda to Iran. So I just wondered if you had heard about that.
Yes, I heard about it. First of all, that wasn't Osama bin Laden's compound. The real Osama bin Laden died of natural causes in late 2001. And it's inevitable. I mean, first of all, Afghanistan did 9/11. We're going to invade them. Oh, we were wrong. We're going to invade Iraq. They did 9/11. And then Bush actually was on TV saying, no, Iraq didn't have anything to do with 9/11. That's become the next thing. Anytime they're going to invade a country, oh, we've found evidence that they're linked to 9/11. So it's just more of this war propaganda. So, it's laughable.
I mean, there's one thing that they didn't mention, there's a few other things that they did find there that wasn't reported in the mainstream media. Apparently the Lost Ark of the Covenant, Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons, a few thousand socks missing from people's dryers since 1972.
Okay.
Oh, a gigantic stash of Tupperware lids. Jimmy Hoffa was found there. And one final thing, the Pentagon's missing $2.3 trillion. Unfortunately, it was all converted into Radio Shack gift cards, so it's kind of useless. We've got to use humor to get these guys. Thanks, Mike.
Yes, we do. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. That was funny. That was actually funny. Now, getting on back here, Joe Biden, since he's now making all the noises that he is going to run in 2020, let's talk about what he's saying. And apparently caused a little bit of an upset. This is being reported over at domigood.com, where basically when Biden made an unplanned appearance at the Glamour Women of the Year Live Summit in Brooklyn Monday morning, and the former vice president of the U.S. was interviewed by the magazine's editor-in-chief, Cindy Leav, during which she asked him about sexual harassment, specifically how men in power are defending themselves by claiming they came from a different era and it was acceptable in the past. And Joe Biden said, you know, give me a break. But there is something you need to keep in mind, because a lot of what is being called sexual harassment today in an earlier age was called flirtation. And these things are a matter of fashion. There's no absolute that says, oh, you're touching me, it's sexual harassment. Now, obviously, there are lines that must be respected. But in that dance of attraction, you know, somebody has to make an overt move that says what they're thinking. And they can either be rebuffed, at which point they should turn away. Or they get a sign that, yes, keep on going. We're having fun here. And I like to mention this story. Back in the 1980s, early 1990s, we were starting to see the feminist movement really hit in Hollywood, you know, where, you know, women would, you know, walk around in very thin tights that basically showed everything. But if you made a positive comment, oh, you're harassing me, you're that's an inappropriate comment. It's okay, fine. And at the same time, I went to Germany to work on a production there in Munich. And the attitude by the women there was completely different. They were expecting to be flirted with. They competed to get your attention. And if you didn't, you were going to find that there were problems mysteriously showing up in the flow of work that you were involved in. So these things are a matter of fashion. It's a matter of what women are brainwashed to think they should be behaving like. And, of course, now they're doing that. Oh, don't touch women. Don't go near women. Oh, it's and remember, the Nazis did exactly the same thing building up to World War II. They had a feminist movement in Nazi Germany. Because you want to keep your troops sexually repressed so that they're willing to invade another country so they've got some women there to grab. It's part of the process, part of the conditioning here. Now, for those politically correct people out there getting ready to do your Christmas shopping, if you have not already done so, good news. The toy company Mattel has unveiled their latest Barbie doll, and she's wearing a hijab. Now, they did it supposedly to honor Olympic fencer Ibtihaj Muhammad, who in 2016 became the first American Olympian to wear a headscarf while competing. How you could see under that mask remains there. And it's a nice gesture. But I think, like the iPhone X, it's not going to be a good seller. Do you remember the movie Gremlins when that came on out? And they actually put dolls in the stores of both the Gremlins, the cute little Mogwai and then the post-transition real Gremlin. And they ordered equal numbers of both, and nobody bought the Gremlin ones. They all wanted the Mogwais. They were cute. Big, big marketing disaster here. And another story about political correctness. Guess which common phrase is no longer politically correct? And it turns out it's ladies and gentlemen is no longer politically correct because it excludes those people who aren't really sure yet which way they are. and we don't want to offend anyone. So now on the apparently the New York Transit system, all announcements will be re-recorded to use words like passengers and riders, so that they will not offend people who don't fit into one of the 9 billion gender categories that have been invented over the last couple of years. This is really ridiculous. And the goal of it is to get us so tangled up in being careful of what we say that we don't offend somebody, that we're not really paying attention to what's going on in the wider world. That's what this is all about. Well, I'm not all that concerned about what I'm saying. If somebody wants to be offended by what I say, go ahead, be offended. You have a First Amendment right to be offended. And I don't care. Here's another good example. This one's coming out of 12160. The new term is transracial. And they're telling the story about a guy who was born white, but he feels like he's a Filipino. Therefore, he will be treated like he's a Filipino. Remember all those black activists who turned out to actually be white, but I identify as a black. Whatever happened to just liking or loving yourself as you are? But, you know, the liberals are trying to create a world where whatever you're imagining is the reality instead of the reality. And that's a very scary thing. I mean, I like to imagine I'm a very wealthy talk show radio host, but none of the rest of you are cooperating with me right now. So shame on you. You're repressing me. All right, science and technology. China has now overtaken the United States in the top 500 list of the world's fastest supercomputers. China is ahead of the U.S. in total number of ranked systems and aggregate performance. Huzzah, huzzah. And the issue here is that while we all understand there's computers everywhere, laptops everywhere, we've got more computers than carbon-based life forms in our household, not counting the vermin, of course, but the supercomputers do represent a strategic asset for certain classes of computation that are beyond a desktop, such as simulations of nuclear detonations, various other things like that. So these are important assets to have and maintain here. We've got one supercomputer down here on Maui at the Maui High Performance Supercomputing Center, and I got a chance to tour it a couple of times. At one point, they were going to start renting out their surplus time as a rendering farm for film production. I don't know if they ever went forward with that or not. But its primary purpose is as an adjunct to the satellite tracking imaging system up on the top of Haleakala, and it does some really amazing stuff. I'm not going to go into the details on that. Apparently, there has been another major hack of the NSA, even bigger than Edward Snowden's leaks. And apparently, it's gone back to a group called the Shadow Brokers, who have broken into the NSA, or they have a leak from inside the NSA. And their disclosures actually began in August of last year, but they've been catastrophic for the NSA, and they're continuing. And it calls into question, first of all, whether the NSA is able to protect these cyber weapons, which should be handled as carefully as nuclear weapons when you consider the devastation and damage they can do getting into the wrong hands. And indeed, much of the recent ransomware attacks and cyber attacks that we're seeing all over the world are starting to use components from these leaked NSA cyber weapons. And the NSA is in a bit of a panic. They're putting everybody on lie detector tests. They've apparently fired a lot of people, even without just cause, just in case. We think maybe you were part of it, therefore you're gone. And it is an embarrassment for the NSA. And at the same time, it also reveals just how much the NSA is breaking into all of our computers. And, of course, they haven't actually caught any terrorists. They're just stealing information. They're as big a problem as the cyber criminals are. Now, researchers have discovered that almost every computer with an Intel Skylake and above CPU can be compromised via a USB flash drive. Now, this particular attack vector only affects the Skylake and above, even though every Intel CPU released after 2008 includes what's called the Intel Management Engine. But apparently there was a change at Skylake, and this malware takes advantage of it. And there's a little piece of advice here, and I'm sure probably all of you are already aware of it. If you find a USB flash drive on the ground, throw it in the trash. Because a favorite trick of cyber criminals is to get a bunch of inexpensive flash drives, and every month they're cheaper and cheaper. You ought to see what Office Depot is selling them for now. And they may not have a lot of capacity, but the cyber criminals will load these flash drives with their malware, and then they'll just drop them outside the office buildings they want to infect. And somebody will find a flash drive and say, oh, a free flash drive, and they'll plug it into their computer and not even think about it. It's thought that that's how Stuxnet got into the Iranian centrifuge facility. It may be how Stuxnet got into the Fukushima system. Let's take a phone call here. Fred in Michigan, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you tweaked my memory. I remember these classified military launches, space satellite launches in the 90s and mm-hmm. the 80s. Okay. And the NorCal fires from the sky, these are directed energy weapon systems.
The Northern California fires were arson. The Northern California fires were arson. They arrested somebody. And what would be the point of directed energy fires, directed energy weapons setting a fire in Northern California anyway? Okay, so thank you very much. Let's get back to the real world now. Now, you're probably familiar with a company called OnePlus, and they are a company that makes cell phone handsets. It's a Chinese smartphone company, and they have been caught leaving a back door on almost every one of their products, and they have been caught collecting personally identifiable information on everybody who uses that handset. And apparently there is a backdoor in all OnePlus devices running Oxygen OS that allows anyone to obtain root access to the devices. The application in question is called Engineer Mode, which is a diagnostic testing application made by Qualcomm for device manufacturers to easily test all hardware components of the device. And it comes pre-installed or accidentally left behind on most OnePlus devices. So if you have a OnePlus device, you might want to take about it. And again, we live in a world where virtually everything that we're buying, our smartphones, our tablets, our computers, are compromised by the government, by the manufacturer, to take advantage of us. Now, here is a very scary story, and it validates a lot of things people have been saying. This is from bleepingcomputer.com. Apparently, the Department of Homeland Security set up a test in which their industry experts were able to remotely hack a Boeing 757 airplane parked at an airport in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Now, this actually took place in September of last year. It was part of a controlled experiment. The Department of Homeland Security owned the plane the hack was attempted on. The pilots had no knowledge what the research team was trying to do. And they didn't have to have physical access to interact with any system on the plane. It was all done remotely via radio frequency communications. And the team needed only 2 days to come up with the hack and execute it, and were able to actually interact with the aircraft flight control systems. Now, that is a very scary situation. Now, they're not saying what kind of radio frequency communications they were using. Was it Wi-Fi through the cabin entertainment system, in which case it's certainly not going to work in an airplane at 30,000 feet? Or were they using something a little more powerful going through the transponders? We don't know. They're not going to say, and I can understand why they would want to keep that close to the vest. Now, here's the good news. The 757, even though it is still widely in use today, it's no longer being manufactured. And the newer aircraft that have followed on have much tighter security over those internal computer systems. But it still does indicate that a 757, like the ones used on 9/11, could have been taken over from outside remotely by some other party. And again, something needs to be done about the security of these systems, whether it's your Internet of Things appliances at home, your phones. But when you have criminals and the government wanting these things to be wide open for nefarious purposes, you know, what are you going to do? Go back to your VIC-20? I'm about ready. Now, the BBC has discovered a security flaw in the office collaboration tool Huddle that led to private documents being exposed to unauthorized parties. And apparently it had to do with inadvertently signing into a KPMG account with full access to private financial documents. And Huddle says they have now fixed the flaw. Why didn't you fix it before you sent the product out? That's what I want to know.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happening?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. During the commercial break, Skype dropped out again, and there's a very good website you need to look at. It's called downdetector.com, and it basically is a central point for looking at various service providers like Skype or Spectrum or any of the others and finding out, are they running normally or are there problems? And unfortunately, Down Detector is saying Skype is still having problems. boy, it worked so much better before Microsoft took it on over. Now, we're all seeing these different home pods coming on out, the little assistants that you talk to them and they record everything that you say and so forth and so on. Well, apparently security of using them has been an issue. Some are using thumbprints, some are using code words. But apparently Apple's intelligent speaker, the HomePod, is coming on out. It's going to use the Face ID system currently deployed in the iPhone X, which isn't working very well and has already been proven that it can be bypassed and hacked. And finally, and again, getting back to the issue of your Christmas shopping, parents need to be aware of security concerns regarding internet-connected toys. They have serious security issues, and Consumer Watchdog, which has called on retailers to stop selling some popular toys, it says, have proven security issues. These include Furby Connect, the IQ Robot, Cloud Pets, and Toy-Fi Teddy. And they found out the problem was there was no authentication required between the toys and the devices they could link to with Bluetooth. And two of the manufacturers are saying they take security very seriously, and they're moving to correct the problem. But the lack of authentication meant that, in theory, any device within physical range could link to the toy and take control, download any available data, and send messages. And we know there are some very sick people out there who like to mess with little tiny kitties. But you have to be very careful. Too many of these products are being put on out there without any concern for security. Nobody sits down and says, if I were a bad person, how would I use this to harm a child or the family? And they should be. Because our society has lost its moral compass, and the attitude seems to be, if you can get away with something, go ahead and do it. Now, the other day, the Department of Homeland Security came on out with a warning on weaponized drones, and I kind of made fun of it at the time because these drones are very lightweight. They have no load-carrying capability, and the idea that somebody could strap a Beretta onto the bottom of one of these and send it off into the neighbor's yard was ridiculous. And apparently, the Department of Homeland Security got a lot of similar comments because they've now dropped the warning. And they're still saying you need to be careful where these things are flying and they don't interfere with aviation. But this idea that they could be used as a terror weapon, that has now been dropped. They are a lot of fun. They cannot carry a huge load. I tried to put a camera on one of them, and it didn't really work here. Firefox is now coming out with their latest version 57, and it will be a bit of a shakeup. They have pretty much re-engineered the entire browser to make it a lot faster, but unfortunately, in the process, a lot of the old extensions will no longer be able to work. So it's going to be a trade-off. I may look at it. I'm getting very discouraged with Chrome browser these days, especially its inability to force a refresh of the cache. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, keep it, sending it out to your email and your contacts list. Russia gate, primary gate, uranium gate, we have to keep forcing those out there. Sooner or later, something will crack and we'll get those stories into the corporate media. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.